Well, today, bringing you coverage of the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference. One of the speakers is Oklahoma State University Extension Cotton Program Leader and Research Director Randy Bowman. And taking a look at the state's cotton crop, obviously we got started off with a much better soil moisture to get this crop established. Overall, with what you've seen, how does this crop look?
Well, I tell you what, we were pretty excited in the month of May. We were sitting there watching the clock tick by. Month of May got away from us, but the good news was that we had full soil profiles. We had a lot of our streams and creeks were running water. We topped off Lake Lugert, ran some over the spillway for that one, and also over at Tom Steed. So this was all great news, but we're sitting here and we're watching the calendar date. But sometime around the 26th to the 27th of May, it actually dried down enough for us to be able to get the cotton crop planted. So we had a huge amount of cotton planted in the first 2 to 3 weeks in June. It was amazingly quick. And the good news about that crop is we didn't have a lot of wind during that period, and we had really moderate temperatures. And so this crop was able to grow off very, very rapidly. And we ended up with leaves on the lower portion of the plant that we would not normally see in southwest Oklahoma. I refer to it as a greenhouse environment. I mean, we had large leaves at the base of the plants, and the crop just really grew off very well. And in actuality, even though a lot of that crop was planted, let's say, you know, just pick a date, say June 1st would be a good average planting date for a lot of that irrigated crop. This crop was actually able to make it to first bloom in 47 to 53 days. It looked to me like we had an average of about 50 days to bloom. And that's pretty unusual. That's very rapid. And normally we're expecting about a 60-day time frame between the date of planting on through to first bloom. And I think a lot of that was due to the fact that we just had excellent growing conditions in the big part of June. Of course, you know, July came in, showed up, and it showed up with a vengeance a little bit later, but with some high temperatures and everybody triggered their irrigation. I would say that on the average, a lot of our irrigated cotton is still probably about 2 weeks behind from where we would like to see it. What does this mean to us in terms of potential production is the fact that we're going to push a lot of production late, okay? We're going to have a situation where we're going to have a lot of fields most likely that will kind of need to run the clock out with in order to get the maturity there that we would like to have. And so late planted cotton is always a challenge, especially if it's irrigated and especially if you have some fairly high yield potential, because we're kind of in a short season environment compared to some of the other places across the cotton belt. So with our first freeze date somewhere around November 1, I suspect that we're going to need all the September weather and all the October weather that we can possibly get in order to get a lot of this cotton matured out.
Is there a big variation this year between the irrigated and the dryland crop?
In actuality, in some areas, there's not, believe it or not. And we do see some very, very good dryland fields that have very high yield potential. We're afraid to say that out loud, you know, afraid we might jinx the whole system. But I think that we're looking at some really good yield potential in a lot of dry land fields.
At this point, how does this crop compare with obviously what we've seen maybe in the last decade?
Whoa, that's a good question. Well, as far as the acres, we are sitting at about somewhere around 200,000 acres in the state, which is probably not too far off of kind of sort of a long-term average, if you want to call it that. The maturity level of this crop at this stage of the game is probably I would say, that is going to be, for this particular date, it's probably going to be one of the most immature that we've had probably in 10 years, if I had to guess. Now, I wasn't here 10 years ago. I was in Lubbock. But kind of knowing the region, I would say that this one is going to be it's going to be a cliffhanger in a lot of respects for a lot of guys. But I think that we do still have a you know, very good yield potential. I think our dryland crop, if we can continue to pick up a little bit of rain in the cotton producing counties over the next week or two, I think that it's going to hopefully compensate for our lower irrigated yield potential.
We're just hoping for a long fall.
Yeah, and you know, if you watch the weathermen and what they're referring to is Godzilla, the El Nino event brewing out west, that's kind of has me a little bit concerned. We'll just have to see what happens, but I tell you what, it's a lot easier to work with water if you have rainfall. Everybody was smiley faced in May when we were dealing with all of the rainfall and realizing that most likely our crop was going to be late. I didn't hear a single grower, not one, complain about rainfall. And we may be going back into that, and it could be at an inopportune time because, you know, they're saying this El Nino thing's going to kick in the fall. We'll just have to see what happens. It's the only thing I can say. But it's very good to be back in the cotton business again.
Well, we've been joined by Randy Bowman, Oklahoma State University Extension Cotton Program Leader and Research Director, one of the presenters today at the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference at Fort Cobb. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.